Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fearfully and Wonderfully Me, a podcast designed to help you become the leader you are destined to be. Today's podcast is all about leadership thoughts and quotes. So it's a little bit different maybe than some of the podcasts I've had recently. I know last podcast episode, we were talking all about being proactive and emotions. So maybe this podcast isn't that different after all, because really what it comes down to is the foundation of influencing and leading others is going to start with leadership of self, right? So until we are able to master self, it's going to be more difficult to influence other people. So as I think about that, now that I'm drilling down in that in my head, I realize, you know what, this topic really is kind of the same. It's kind of just a continuation. And the reason I think that these principles resonate so powerfully to me is because I talk about leadership in a little bit different context, or I like to talk about leadership in a different context than a lot of people like to talk about leadership in terms of professional leadership or leading an organization, leading a team. And that's absolutely a powerful way to influence other people, right? That is what leadership is. John Maxwell says, leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. And I love that definition because when we think about that, leadership is influencing other people. But the reason I like to talk about it kind of from a different perspective than a lot of people is a lot of people like to talk about how to build your influence with other people, how to build your leadership skills so that you can lead a team, an organization, or reach a goal. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But I firmly believe and know that the foundation of leadership is leadership of self, right? You have to first be able to lead and influence yourself before you can really highly effectively lead and influence other people. Now, I know there are people who are thinking, I don't know that if I agree with that, but it's true. Now, there's a difference between manipulating someone and leading and influencing them. There's a difference between having authority over someone and leading and influencing them. See, if you're manipulating someone, you don't necessarily have to be leading yourself well to do that. If you have authority over someone, maybe you're the CEO and you can tell people at work what to do when they're at work, right? You don't have to necessarily lead yourself well to be effective at that. That's power or authority, but it's not leadership and influence. Or it's manipulative, right? That's not leadership and influence. So I just have to make sure that I'm clear on that, because when you really understand there is a difference, I'm truly talking about leading, influencing other people. Because at the end of the day, we cannot control anybody. We cannot control anybody else. The only person we can control is ourselves. Now we have 100% control over ourselves. And you know how difficult it is to lead yourself, right? Because I touched on this a couple of episodes ago, where I talked about we all know things we should do that we haven't done. We all know things we shouldn't do that we do anyway. And so it's always difficult to get at 100% of the time with ourselves. Think of how much more difficult it is to influence other people. But the foundation of influencing other people is going to start with being able to lead ourselves well. And so when I started thinking about that, what leadership means in that context is taking responsibility. And, you know, when we think about that, when you hear a company or a CEO say, I wish we had more leaders in this organization, what they're really saying is we want more people to step up and take responsibility for the work that they're doing, or for customer service, or for building, you know, cross-functional relationships and teams. We want more people to take that initiative, to take that ownership, to take that responsibility. They're not necessarily thinking about, we want people to have better communication skills. We're not necessarily wanting people to be better at delegating. I mean, all those are good things, but what they're saying, when they're saying they want to develop leaders in their organization, they're saying, I want to develop people who take responsibility. It applies the same way to our children, right? Obviously, I mean, as parents, we want our children to be leaders and, you know, to do great things and whatever that looks like for them, because we're proud of them. We love them. We care about them. We're invested in their growth. But when we think about that, what we really want is for them to be able to take responsibility and take ownership for their life, whatever that looks like. You know, at the end of the day, we're all going to be different in terms of what we most want to get out of life. But the thing that enables us to achieve it is taking ownership and taking responsibility and saying, I'm going to take ownership for making that happen. I'm going to take responsibility for making that happen, right? Because nobody else will do it for us. And so when we think about personal growth and the foundation of leading others, it really comes down to leading ourselves and taking ownership and taking responsibility for that. A couple of quotes from Abby Wambach, and I hope I'm saying that name right. She says, every woman is the leader of her own life. And that means to me that if we are not willing to take ownership and responsibility and be the leader of our own lives, then somebody else is, right? Almost by default, if we are not going to take that responsibility and ownership for being the leader in our own life, then that means by default, we're allowing somebody or something else to influence our lives. And that is not cool. I know that is not cool. It's not cool for any of us because every single one of us have hopes and goals and dreams. But in order to achieve them, we have to be the leader in our own life and take ownership for that, take responsibility for that. She goes on to say, leadership is not the privilege of a few. It's the right and responsibility of all. And there again, whether you are a staying at home mom or you are the CEO of a company, we all influence people around us. Women are very powerful influences in their family, in their community, in their workspace, in their companies, in their countries, right? We're all influencing people. It doesn't matter if we're the CEO or the manager or a stay-at-home mom. We are touching lives. And when you touch lives in a positive way, you are leading and influencing them in a positive way, right? And that's not the privilege of a few. It's the right and responsibility of all of us. Leadership is influence, right? All of us have some influence, but all of us want more influence. I guarantee you. I love what James Hunter says, that leadership is not defined by what we accomplish, but by what we get accomplished through others, right? And there again, we kind of come back to that theme of being able to influence others in a positive way. And the only way we can do that is by the choices that we make as individuals. Because the choices that we make, positively or negatively, are affecting our influence with other people. And that's a little bit of a burden to pick up, right? Because I guarantee if you have goals and dreams that you want to achieve, you are going to need to be able to influence other people to get them. Most of the time, 99% of the time, there might be some individual goals or personal goals that don't require you to influence other people. But most of us recognize that if we want to achieve something great, it requires us to be able to influence other people. And or when we do achieve something great, that allows us to influence people at a higher level. So relative to that, it really does come down to the choices that we make as individuals. Now, I mean, that's just a fact. Recognizing that the right choices help move us forward in terms of improving our influence, increasing our influence, increasing and achieving the outcomes that we want to accomplish, being more successful in life. Whatever that looks like for you is going to require having influence, having leadership ability, the ability to influence other people. Most of us can naturally relate to that, right? Most of us naturally relate to the concept that being successful in life is going to require me to have more influence. But we don't always stop to think about how we truly get more of that influence that we all so desperately want, is that we have to start making different choices as an individual. And that's, you know, that's tough, right? That takes us to the mirror, and we have to take a good, honest look at what we see in the mirror and say, I've got to take ownership and responsibility for what I see, and then I can change it, And that's the good part, right? Yes, it's a little bit of responsibility to look in the mirror and say, I've got to do something different if I want things to be different. But that means that I can get things to be different. You know, I use the analogy of after I left home and was able to get out of the abusive situation where, you know, my dad was sexually abusing me for years and even trafficking me. And I, you know, after I met Mac, I finally had someone who really gave me the courage to leave. And that, you know, that's a positive step. And what I realized was that I didn't have a high school diploma. I didn't have any experience. You know, at 19 years old, I was far behind what most 19-year-olds enter the work world with in terms of experience or ability or anything like that. And the only job that I could find was working as a waitress and in a pizza restaurant. And, you know, I would work the day shift in the buffet. And I speak for a lot of high school groups and youth groups today. And I always love to ask those kids, I'm like, how much money do you think I was making back then, you know, before most of them were born? And most of them are like, oh, $10 an hour, $15 an hour. And I'm like, no, $2.13 an hour to plus some tips to pick up half eaten pizza crust off the floor and bus dirty tables. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. We all start somewhere, and that was my start. And let me tell you, I was proud to get it. But it didn't take me long to realize I didn't want to spend the rest of my life doing that. But the job of my dreams wasn't going to come find me at Pizza Hut. I had to take responsibility for looking around and saying, if I want my circumstances to be different, I'm going to have to do something different. Because nobody else is going to do it for me. And whatever it is, when you look at your career, when you look at your physical health, when you look at your relationships, whatever it is that you want to improve, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong for being grateful for what we had, but not being satisfied with status quo. There's nothing wrong with that, right? As Michael Josephson said, I come back to it time and time again. We don't have to be sick to get better. There's nothing wrong with you, but it's okay to look around and go, you know what? I don't have to be sick to get better. I want this career opportunity that I've been looking for, dreaming about for years, or I want to start my own business, or maybe I want to improve my relationships with my kids or my spouse, whatever it is. When you look around at your circumstances, it's a tough pill to say, if I want something to be different, I'm going to have to do something different. Because guess what? Now you're going to have to do something different. But it's also incredibly empowering, because when we take that ownership of leading ourselves and saying, I can see room for improvement here, so I'm going to do something to move me closer towards that. That's leadership of ourselves at a high level. And that is what is so powerful when it comes to being successful in life, however we define it, right? And we are all going to define it just a little bit differently. But that really is the key, is that we have to be able to master that. Doesn't mean it's easy. You know, I come back to that time and time again, but really, all of these principles, they are very simple to understand. They are simple to apply. That doesn't mean they're easy to apply, because we are not perfect. We are human. We are going to strive. There are going to be times when we don't get everything right. And that's okay, right? Just like when you learned to walk, you fell down, I bet 100 times. Probably all of us fell down 100 times, but we don't call it failure. We don't call it failing to learn to walk. We just call it learning to walk, right? And that's where it becomes powerful, is just saying, you know what? Didn't get it right today. That's okay. I'm going to improve tomorrow. And that really is the key, is just saying, I don't have to be sick to get better. There's nothing wrong with me. Didn't get it right. I'm not perfect. Your influence with other people is not created or improved or increased by not having flaws. Your influence is increased by being able to overcome them. Until next time.
Start increasing your influence and maximizing your potential with Rhea's audiobooks. Available at audible.com, amazon.com, and iBooks. Please visit rheastory.com to learn about Rhea's books, resources, speaking, and training programs. Thanks for listening.